Today is our Thanksgiving Sunday, and one of the groups within this church for which we give thanks are active and retired clergy, active serving other ministries outside this congregation, and retired still blessing us with their wisdom and their experience. We have 18 active clergy and retired clergy within our family. Wow. Yeah. Four folks have families, are families of members of deceased clergy. For example, widows of clergy. We have five sets of parents of clergy, if you include my parents and Jim's mom as well. We have two others who are regular visitors who are ordained clergy, not members, but ordained clergy, Jan Trulock and Jim Barnes. We have one person who's going to place her membership with us next month who has graduated seminary and is pursuing ordination, Darian. And let's not forget people like Lynette, who went to seminary as well. Wow, folks, wow. For so many years, I have served churches where there were no other clergy. I guess I'm making up for lost time there. Wow. We do give thanks for people who have heard the call of God and said yes. The Bible is full of people saying yes. So is our congregation, thanks be to God. And I simply say thank you. Thank you for caring and sharing, for sacrificing and being a role model. Thank you for teaching us, praying for and with us, and leading us to deeper understandings of God and God's unconditional love, justice, and extravagant welcome. After I read each name, if I read your name, and I would like you to stand. After I read each name, I'm going to ask all of you to respond, "We give thanks for your ministry. We give thanks for your ministry." So let us begin. We give thanks for Jim Alexander, husband Jeff. We give thanks for your ministry. The Reverend Dr. Abby Atkins, we give thanks for your ministry. Mark Bailey, we give thanks for your ministry. The Reverend Ruth Ann Bilkey, we give thanks for your ministry. The Reverend Robert Carlson and Millie, we give thanks for your ministry. The Reverend James Clark and Inez, we give thanks for your ministry. Takes you a little while to stand up these days, is it? Okay. Dad, you still can do it. We celebrate that. The Reverend Paul Clark and Pam, we give thanks for your ministry. The Reverend Ruth Emanuel, we give thanks for your ministry. The Reverend Judy Green Davis and Jack Evans, we give thanks for your ministry. The Reverend Jim Ferdette and Nancy,
we give thanks for your ministry.
The Reverend Vern Greenalge, we give thanks for your ministry. The Reverend Max Klinkenborg and Kay,
we give thanks for your ministry.
The Reverend Susan Princehouse and David, we give thanks for your ministry. The Reverend Clint Reynolds and Carol, we give thanks for your ministry. The Reverend Dr. Howard Schenk and Ramona, we give thanks for your ministry. The Reverend Len Sylvester and Liz Adler, we give thanks for your ministry. The Reverend Zoltan Steve Sudo and Beth, we give thanks for your ministry. Jim got up.
We also give thanks for Paul Whitlock and his wife, Wendy. We give thanks for your ministry.
Thank you. Thank you. We have others listed there. Ruth Bailey is one of our shut-ins, is the wife of the late Harold Bailey. We give thanks for your ministry. Nancy Estee is the wife of the late Marshall Estee. We give thanks for your ministry. Bonnie Green is the wife of the late Reverend Dr. Jerry Green. We give thanks for your ministry. Marcia James is the daughter of the late Frederick B. James, right? We give thanks for your ministry. Bill Reeves, son of a pastor as well. We give thanks for your ministry. Jim and Alexander and Jeff Scruggs are parents of the Reverend Brittany Rush. And thanks for your ministry. Wendy and I are blessed to have a daughter in love, the Reverend Andrea Asselmeyer Whitlock. Ed and Sandy Zanetko are parents of Cindy and her husband Terry and their grandson Levi.
We give thanks for your ministry.
And let us not forget our own Debbie Stinton, member in discernment.
We give thanks for